Doug Rawson can be excused for feeling a bit blue. As part of a fundraising mission to purchase a new vehicle, and in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Helping Hands, Rawson, the agency's executive director, dyed his hair blue this week. Rawson, a Penetanguishene resident, took over the executive director role of Helping Hands Aurelia in May. "I am passionate about healthcare and have been in the industry my entire career," he said. "I like working with a great group of people like the one we have here at Helping Hands and providing an impact in the community." The idea for Rawson to dye his hair was sparked by the Raising the Wheels initiative, which encourages staff to raise money for a new Helping Hands vehicle. The staff has responded by raising nearly $1,500 so far. "They challenged that if we got to the $1,000 mark, they would get to dye my hair blue," Rawson explained. "We are following through with that commitment. His hair will remain blue for the rest of October, and that's fine with him as it supports the cause. My family has been supportive of me doing this," he said. They actually worked with staff to encourage more people to donate at our annual general meeting. Rawson and the board of directors have a 3-year strategic plan to continue assisting the community. "Our number one goal is to recruit more staff and volunteers," he said. "We want to be the employer of choice in the region for couchsurfing. Having more staff would allow Helping Hands to reach more seniors in need," he adds. "That really is our main driver and what we are aiming to achieve." Tiffany's Hair and Company. Owner Tiffany Robertson donated her time and the hair dyeing products Wednesday for the initiative. "This is a really good cause and I love supporting our seniors," said Robertson. More information about Helping Hands, including how to donate and volunteer, can be found here.